This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Welcome to Zoom for Government. And enter your participant Steve. Please enter the meeting passcode followed by pound. You have joined the meeting as an attendee and will be muted throughout the meeting. The host, you are unmuted.
All persons have any business before the Honorable Beverly Cannoni, Justice of the Norfolk Superior Court in the Fulton County of Norfolk. Draw near, give me attendance, and shall be heard. God save the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This court is now open. You may be seated.
22A2CR117, the Commonwealth versus Karen Reed. Can I have counsel identify themselves for the record?
Adam Lally for the Commonwealth. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Mr. Lally.
Good morning, Your Honor. Laura McLaughlin for the Commonwealth.
Good morning, Ms. McLaughlin. Good
morning, Your Honor. Alan Jackson for Ms. Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Your Honor, Elizabeth Little, also on behalf of Ms. Reed.
Good morning, Ms. Little.
Good morning, Judge David Unetti for Karen Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Unetti. Good morning, Ms. Reed. Good morning, jurors.
I have to ask you those same three questions. Were you able to follow the instructions and refrain from discussing this case with anyone since we left here yesterday? Everyone said yes and nodded affirmatively. Were you also able to follow the instructions and refrain from doing any independent research or investigation into this case?
Yes.
Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Did anyone happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case since we left yesterday? Everyone said no or shook their hands. So while you bring your witness in, Mr. Lally, I'd like to see counsel at sidebar for a brief minute. But they know. Court reporter.
Could you raise your hand one more time? Do you solemnly swear the evidence you give to the court and jury in the case now here should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
Whenever you're ready, Mr. Lally.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, I have a few more questions for you. So, I can turn your attention to the period of time you testified about yesterday when you're at Mr. O'Keefe is in the back of the ambulance. With respect to his clothing, what, if any, observations did you make in regard to that clothing?
He had, in terms of what he was wearing,
first, in terms of what he was wearing.
He was wearing jeans. He had on a dark-colored, light zip-up jacket. And I noticed one sneaker.
Now, with regard to that clothing, what, if any, observations did you make in regard to the condition of that clothing?
It was soaked through.
As far as tears or holes or anything else with regard to that clothing, what, if any, observations did you make of that?
I didn't see any.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have exhibit number 18. May I approach the witness, John?
Yes.
So, this is a laser point.
Okay.
Now, first, Firefighter McLaughlin, do you recognize what's up on the screen as Exhibit 18?
Do I recognize?
You recognize what it is.
What it
is.
What it is.
Yes. And what do you recognize it to be?
The address of the call, 34 Fairview Road.
Now, with respect to this photograph, you observed within it or where Mr. O'Keefe was on the ground when you first arrived?
From this angle, no, I don't.
And if you could, it was not on the photograph. Is it off to the left, the right, or where would it be in relation to this photograph?
To the left, I would say.
And about how far off frame do you believe it was?
I'm not sure. So my view of the call was, my reference point wasn't a house on either side. The patient was off the road. So my view of this call was the patient was on the side of the road. The only thing that I noted was a fire hydrant. So in relation to, I know it was to the left of a house, but I'm not sure exactly how far left it would be from this picture, from this angle.
So your memory is to the left of the house near fire hydrant, is that correct?
Yes.
Take that down. I have no further questions.
All right. Cross-examination.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Ms. McLaughlin.
Morning.
You responded to the call of an unresponsive male in the snow at 34 Fairview. That was the address you were calling, right?
Correct.
The house you just looked at, that is, in fact, 34 Fairview, right?
Correct.
As Mr. O'Keefe was being transported by ambulance, you were instructed by firefighter Flamati to get information about the victim, Karen Reed, correct?
He wasn't being transported by the ambulance at that time. He was on the stretcher, and Tony, who was at the head of the stretcher, asked me to get information from Ms. Reed about the patient, but he wasn't being transported in the ambulance at that time.
Who's Tony?
Firefighter Flamati.
Got it. When you did, in fact, did you follow those directives?
I did.
When you finally approached Ms. Reed in order to get that medical history as best you could, what did the scene look like? Who was with you or around you?
So they started to move the stretcher towards the ambulance. Ms. Reed was sort of, I guess I would describe it as moving around the scene. So she was moving, kind of going in circles. So I was really just focused on her, trying to get her to converse with me and get those questions. So that I wasn't really noticing anything else at that point. I was more just trying to contact her. And she was moving around.
What were you wearing at the time?
I had my winter fire jacket on.
It's, what color is it?
It's yellow and red.
Bright yellow for safety purposes.
Yes.
When you began your actual questioning, once everybody sort of stood still, you began your questioning of Ms. Reed. You were standing in one spot. Ms. Reed was standing to your right. Is that right?
Well, the questioning started, as I said, she was moving around the scene. So the questioning was ongoing as she was moving around to different locations. I don't know exactly how many of the questions I got out during the time that she was moving around. At one point, we did come to a stop. And at that point, she was to my right.
That's the point I want to focus your attention on, if I could. When you came to a stop, that's the point at which you recall the statement being made that you attribute to my client.
Yes.
Okay. And in that group, who was there? I want to make sure I understand this exactly.
So there was Ms. Reed to my right. There was a civilian woman to my left. There was a police officer who was not directly across from me, but I would say maybe diagonal to me, closer to Ms. Reed.
John, I'm holding a photograph of this being shown to the Commonwealth. May I approach?
Yes.
I'll show you, Mr. Laughlin, a still photograph. I'm going to ask you to take a quick look at that photograph and look up after you've studied it for a second and tell me if you recognize people that are in that photograph.
I recognize people in it.
May I publish, Your Honor?
Yes. Is this an exhibit or are you moving to introduce it?
I'm moving to introduce it. It has not been introduced as yet.
Okay. So go ahead and have the witness adopt it.
Sure. Do you see the person closest to frame? Closest to the camera?
Yes.
What appears to be a yellow and red jacket?
Yes.
Who's that?
That would be me.
Who's to your right?
It appears to be Ms. Reed.
And to your left?
A civilian woman.
And across, as you said, sort of diagonal closer to Ms. Reed is?
A police officer.
Do you know that officer's name, by the way?
I don't know his name.
Okay. Your Honor, with that, I would ask that this be marked as next in order.
Okay. Is there any objection?
No objection.
So we are going to remark these exhibits today because of the problems that I indicated at sidebar. How do you want to do this, Madam Reporter? I don't know where we start from. Tori, how many are in evidence? Folks, it's my responsibility to make sure the record is intact. And you've heard numbers 1, 3, 309, 247. We need to straighten this out to make sure it's appropriate for you. You know what, Madam Clerk, just mark, Madam Court Reporter, just mark it as the next exhibit number, whatever in the hundreds that is, and we'll take care of this today. I don't want to waste your time, folks, while we do this, but it's very important that we do it.
Exhibit 381.
All right. All right. So there was any objection to that from the Commonwealth?
No, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. McLaughlin, this is the time or the scene that you've told us about when you heard the statement that you've attributed to my client, correct?
Sorry, say that again?
Sure. This is a moment in time when you're standing there, to your right is Karen Reed, which you've described, to your left is a civilian female, which you've described, and across from you is an officer, which you've also described.
Yes.
So this would be the time or close in time to the time that you heard the statement that you attribute to Ms. Reed, correct?
Yes.
The first time you ever made that official report, an official report to law enforcement regarding that statement was January 30th, 2022, correct?
Well, yes and no. The statement was made in front of the police officer, so that would technically be the first time that statement was made to a police officer in my presence. And then, yes, I testified to it on January 30th, as you said.
You said it on January 30th. You weren't testifying under oath, correct?
Okay. Said it.
Okay.
Yes.
My question was really, and I appreciate you clarifying, my question was really the first time you actually told this statement to any law enforcement officer was on January 30th.
Yes.
Okay. We can take that down. That was when you met with Trooper Michael Proctor, correct?
Yes.
Obviously, that was very close in time to the event. It was the next day. Is that right?
Yes.
The events were close.
The 29th. Yeah. So it would be the next day.
Right. 29th, 30th.
Yeah.
Okay. The events were fresh in your mind at that time?
Yes.
You obviously knew about the importance of that interview? You knew that it dealt with a police officer who had passed?
I knew it was important to talk to the police about what I heard.
And you wanted to be accurate?
Yes.
You wanted to be as detailed as you possibly could?
Yes.
And you understand that memories, obviously, they get a little worse with time, not better with time, right?
Sure.
The closer in time you are to the event, the fresher your memory is going to be about the details of that event. You would agree with that, right?
Sure.
You told Trooper Proctor the day after the event, on January 30th, that the statement that you attribute to my client was actually made to the female, not to you, in response to your questioning. That's what you told Trooper Proctor, correct?
I don't have those notes in front of me, so I don't know that I can tell you that that's correct, but the statement was made in response to my question. However, the Miss Reed was looking at the civilian woman as she said that.
Does it refresh your recollection that what...
Don't read what you think refreshes a recollection. You can show or you cannot read it. Yes.
Take a look at the highlighted portions of that report. And look up when you're finished.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Sure.
Honor,
yes.
Does that refresh your recollection about what you told Trooper Proctor on January 30th?
Yes.
And you told Trooper Proctor...
No,
quote,
let her...
In terms
if she... If, hold on, hold on. I'll see you inside. Yes.
In fact, what you told Trooper Proctor was, quote, Karen then turned to her friend and stated, I hit him. End quote. Correct?
Okay.
Is that yes?
Yes. If you're saying that's in quotation marks in the in that, then yes.
That's what's in the report.
Okay.
And I'm not, you don't have to agree with me. I'm asking yes or no questions. Not okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, in fact, what you told Trooper Proctor was that Karen Reed looked at the female to your left and said four times, I hit him, correct?
Yes.
And have you since learned the name or identity of the female that was standing to your left?
No.
You're aware that the female that was standing to your left reported the exact same statement?
No.
Are you aware that the female standing to your left reported that exact same statement as, could I have hit him? Did I hit him? Did I hit him?
No, I'm not aware of that.
You then went back to the ambulance after you heard that statement that you believed you heard my client state.
Yes.
You opened the ambulance door, correct?
Yes.
That was the back door?
The side door.
The side door. And there were two firefighter paramedics in that ambulance at the time, correct?
I believe there were more than two at that time.
Two of them included firefighter, not all, and firefighter Flamani.
Yes.
And at that point, you told them what you believed you had just heard.
So I went into the back of the ambulance. I said, this is his name. This is his date of birth. She says he doesn't have any medical history or allergies, doesn't take daily medications. And then I said, she's saying I hit him. And Firefighter Nuttall motioned to his face and said something.
Objection, Your Honor.
Ask another question.
So the answer to my question is, yes, you told in front of Flamati and Nuttall the phrase, I hit him.
Yes.
Do you write that in any report?
I don't write a report in this scenario of my job.
Let her finish the answer, please.
So there are two people that will write reports in my department on a call, one being the lead paramedic and the other being the officer who's on scene. So those are the people that write reports, and I was neither of those, so I did not write that in a report.
Okay.
That's correct.
So let me ask the question again. You didn't write it in any report?
No.
You didn't write it in any notes?
No.
You didn't document that statement in any way whatsoever, correct?
Other than my interview with Proctor and my subsequent testimony.
You didn't document that statement in any way yourself, did you?
No.
Since January 30th, in that conversation that we just talked about with Trooper Proctor, your statement has evolved. Is that right?
I don't know how to answer that.
You testified yesterday to something quite different.
Not quite different.
Than what you testified, what you stated to Trooper Proctor.
Respectfully, I think my testimony has been pretty consistent.
You testified to something yesterday quite different in context than what you told Trooper Proctor. Isn't that right?
I don't know that that's right.
Well, you told Trooper Proctor, Karen Reed looked at a female standing to your left, said, I hit him. Right?
Yes.
Yesterday, you told these jurors that Karen Reed said, I hit him, and an officer said, you what? And she repeated, I hit him, and the officer immediately turned and went to find another sergeant. Is that right or no? Yes or no?
No, there was more to that testimony.
That's not what you said yesterday?
I think I said more than that, than what you just repeated.
Is what I said consistent with what you said yesterday? There's a lot of things that you said more of. I'm asking, is that the sum and substance of what you told these jurors yesterday?
Yes.
So you would agree that from that time till yesterday, your story has evolved. It's changed.
Would I agree with that?
No.
I don't know that I agree with that.
You think the story that you told Trooper Proctor is exactly the same?
I understand what you're saying.
So has your story evolved?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Ms. McLaughlin, who's Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
Somebody named Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
So do you know Caitlin Albert?
I do.
You're friends with Caitlin Albert?
I would say more acquaintances, not close friends.
How do you describe an acquaintance?
I would say that we have mutual friends, so we might see each other occasionally because of mutual friends, but we don't have a one-on-one friendship or hang out regularly.
Who's your dad?
I don't know.
Objection.
Do you know who her family is?
Objection.
Sustained.
May we approach her?
Yes. All right. Ms. McLaughlin, I'm going to let you step out for a few minutes. Show them what you have and let a court officer know when you're ready for me to come back out.
All rise for the court, please. Session, you may be seated.
All right, so Mr. Jackson, let's mark for identification the items that you told us about at sidebar.
First in order would be a, do you want me to describe them for the record, Your Honor?
No. So they're not to be put up on the screen.
These are four items, one of them.
So don't describe them. I need to see them. So let's bring them up, mark them for identification, Madam Clerk. Then you'll get them back. But I need these marked for identification, and I need to see them. Thank you. So we'll
mark them first.
Mark them first. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Parker.
Okay, so we have four marked, four pieces of paper marked for identification that appear, you got these off of social media sites, Mr. Jackson?
That's correct.
Okay, when did you get these?
I couldn't tell you the exact date, but it's been, we probably have them for between 6 months and a year.
All right. And Commonwealth, you've not seen these before?
No, Your Honor.
So we'll talk about Rule 14 in a little bit, but we'll bring the witness in. You can ask her questions, Mr. Jackson, about her vacation that you mentioned, the drinking that you talked about, the relationship with Ms. Albert. I've forgotten the first name already. And
Caitlin,
and about the house. So you can ask her questions about that, and let's see, you can show her these exhibits or these marked for identification if you need to. You may have trouble actually getting those into evidence, but I'm going to let you find out. You can ask her to identify them, how long ago they were, things like that.
Thank you.
All right, could we bring in Ms. McLaughlin, please? Yes. And Commonwealth, you just saw these today. I'm sorry, I don't remember if I asked you that.
Yes, and yes.
And you were objecting that, you objected, yes, sidebar, that these come in at all?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, here's the fourth one, I'm sorry. Mr. Jackson, here's the last one. So, Ms. McLaughlin, Mr. Jackson's going to be allowed to ask you questions outside the presence of the jury, and you're still under oath, and you have to answer them truthfully, okay?
Okay. Ms. McLaughlin, when, just briefly as a predicate, when you stepped out, I want to make sure we're very clear. Did you have a conversation with anybody from the Commonwealth between the time you walked out of court and just now?
Just about if I needed a drink of water or to use the restroom.
Okay, but nothing about the substance of your testimony?
No.
Ms. McLaughlin, I asked you before we broke if you know who Caitlin Albert is.
Yes.
You said that you went to high school with somebody by that name, correct?
Yes.
You, in fact, know that person as a friend. Correct?
I know her.
She's more than an acquaintance.
I would say she's an acquaintance. She's not a close friend.
She had a group of friends of yours?
We have mutual friends.
How long have you known her?
Probably since high school.
When you say, and I don't want to ask your age. I wouldn't do that. How many years, how long of a span of years have you known her?
Since high school, so maybe 10.
And you know her family, generally?
I don't.
You don't know anything about her family?
I don't know her family.
Had you ever been to her house?
Not that I recall ever being there.
Not that you recall, or you haven't? Those two different things.
I don't recall ever being there.
Okay, so you might have been there, you just don't recall.
I don't recall ever being there.
Okay. If I were to ask you if you have ever been to her house, yes or no, you cannot answer that because you don't know. You cannot recall, correct?
I would say, I mean, I would lean towards no. I have no recollection of ever being at her house.
Are you friends with her on social media?
Yes.
May I approach you on her?
Yes.
I'm just going to leave all four of these up here. I know what they look like. Can you do me a favor and take a look at the first document. What does that document appear to be?
It says Caitlin's friends.
What does it look like? That's a printout of.
I'm sorry?
What does that look like? It's a printout of. Does that look like it's from Facebook or one of the social media apps?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Some social media.
Okay. Under Caitlin's friends, do you see your handle, for lack of a better phrase?
I do.
Okay. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you look at the next photograph? Before we talk about that next photograph, which is, I should go in order for the record, Your Honor. The first one was H. Before we talk about I, which is the next photograph, how long have you been social media friends, quote, friends with Caitlin Albert?
I don't know.
More than 5 years?
Probably.
More than 8 years?
I don't know.
The second photograph, or the second document, appears to be a photograph. It's I, is that right?
Yes.
Do you see yourself in that photograph?
I do.
You see Caitlin in that photograph?
I do.
When was that photograph taken?
I have no idea.
Where was that photograph taken?
I don't know.
You have no idea how long ago that was?
I don't.
What was the event that was depicted, or that is depicted in that photograph?
I don't know.
Is that local, or was that on a trip somewhere?
I don't know. Probably local. If it's a beach, I don't remember. I've never been away, like, to a beach on vacation with all of these people, so probably local.
When we say local, let's talk about local. I don't mean, we may have different definitions. Where would that be? What beach? I'm not as familiar with the location.
I'm not sure.
Maybe on the Cape?
Possibly.
Do you recognize some of the other folks in that photograph?
I do.
Matter of fact, there's a lot of people in that photograph, right?
There's a lot of people in it.
Did you take a trip with all those people at some point in the past?
Take a trip?
To the beach.
Did I go to the beach at some point with these people? Yes.
Okay. When did you go to the beach with all those folks?
I don't know. I don't know when this picture is from. Seems old to me, but...
Well, you can see yourself. I mean...
Yeah.
Was that, did you say it seems old to you?
Yeah, to me.
Okay. This isn't like a recent to me.
How old do you think that photograph is?
I don't know. It could be around high school. I'm not sure.
And I know Mr. Jackson didn't want to ask you how old you are. When did you get out of high school?
2014.
Okay.
I graduated.
So could that have been around 2014?
It could be.
So you've known Caitlin for at least that long?
Yeah.
And when I say travel, I mean travel outside of Canton. Gone places with her, correct?
Yes.
Posed for photographs with her?
Yes.
With other folks?
Yes.
Looks like socializing and partying, correct?
Looks like socializing.
Maybe a small vacation?
I've never been on vacation with a big group of people like this.
Well, that doesn't look like a... What would you call that if that's not a... Like a mini vacation.
A day at the beach.
A day at the beach. Okay. So maybe a day vacation.
Sure.
Okay. Let's look at the next photograph. Jay. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
I do need to remind myself. That photograph looks a little older, correct?
They both look old to me. I don't know when they're from.
I'm going to ask you the same questions about that. These aren't trick questions. I don't want to waste your time. What's that from?
I don't remember specifically what or where this is.
Do you see yourself in that photograph?
I do.
You see Caitlin in the photograph?
I do.
You're all posing for the camera, correct?
Yes.
What's the location?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't.
This is yet another socializing event with Caitlin that you can't recall.
I don't know where this is exactly.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your words. Go ahead.
I don't know where this is exactly.
So you've had so many socializing events with Caitlin and other folks that you can't pinpoint this one as opposed to any of the others that you've had?
No, I'm saying I can't. These photos are old. I don't know. I don't remember where these were or the circumstances around them. That's what I'm saying.
You see how you're dressed in that photo?
Yes.
You see how you see the other friends that are there with you?
Yeah.
How many people would you estimate are in that photo?
Do you want me to count how many people?
Give me it. I don't have the photo in front of me, so just give me it. Is it more than five?
12.
12 people.
Ish.
Do you recognize those dozen people?
I do.
Did you go on a day trip with those dozen people?
Yeah, possibly.
When?
I don't know.
Where?
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't remember.
How many times have you gone on day trips with those dozen people?
I don't know.
How about turning back to photograph I? How many times have you gone on day trips and socialized with those number of people? It looks like probably double that, 20 or 25 people.
I don't know.
That's a big group of friends of yours that includes Caitlin Albert, right?
A big group of mutual friends.
So it's not just that she's a mutual friend, she's a friend. Isn't that right?
As I said before, I would consider myself more of an acquaintance. We have mutual friends. I wouldn't consider her a close friend, but yeah, I mean, that would be my answer.
You basically grew up with her, went to high school with her.
I didn't grow up with her. I went to high school with her.
When I say grow up with her, I mean, you grew up in the same town as her, right?
Grew up in the same town.
Went to the same high school as she did.
Yes.
Socialized with the same friends as she did.
Yes.
Went on day trips with her.
Yes.
And have all the same friend group. Right?
I don't know that we have all the same friend group. These are people that we're both friends with.
But you don't consider her anything more than just an acquaintance.
I think I described it to you.
The answer to my question is you don't consider her to be anything more than an acquaintance.
I wouldn't consider her to be a close friend.
Now let's take a look at the last photograph. Describe what's in that photograph.
It's a picture of me. Caitlin is in it, and there's seems to be other people in it as well.
May I approach?
Yes.
Both of you can take it. Sorry, I didn't want to drop it on you. That's a close-up photograph of who?
Caitlin, and I'm also in it.
And you're doing what in the photograph as it relates to Caitlin?
It seems like I'm kind of kneeling down next to her.
Touching her?
Can I see that for just a minute, please? I'm sorry, can you show me you?
That's
okay, thank you.
So just for the record, and may I approach one more time, Ron?
Yes.
Thank you. Take a look at that one more time. You're sort of just behind Caitlin in that photograph?
Yes.
Caitlin's one drinking the beer?
Yes.
You got your right arm around her?
Yes.
Both appear to be wearing swimwear?
Yes.
Bathing suits?
Yes.
And you're giving some sort of a sign with your left hand?
No, I'm not.
Is that somebody else's hand that I saw? Maybe that's Caitlin's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't have the photograph in front of me. I don't have it committed to memory. Looks like that's a photograph that you and Caitlin posed for together, correct?
It seems like it's a close-up of a bigger, like a picture. It seems to be zoomed in on a group of people.
Which was posted on social media.
Okay.
Is that right?
Are you telling me that?
I'm asking you that. Have you ever seen that posted on social media?
I don't recall seeing this picture, but if it was on social media, then okay.
How long ago was that picture taken?
I don't know.
Who took the picture?
I don't know.
Where were you when the photograph was taken?
Probably at a beach, if we're wearing bathing suits.
Probably at a beach or at a beach?
Well, I can't see a beach in the picture. We're in bathing suits. It could be at a beach.
Right. Do you recognize the bathing suits that you're wearing in the photograph?
No.
You literally don't even recognize your own outfit?
No.
So that doesn't help define where you were and when that photograph was taken?
No, sir.
Do any of these photographs remind you that you've been to Caitlin's house at some point in your friendship with her?
No.
Has Caitlin ever been to your house?
Not to my recollection.
When was the last time you talked to Caitlin?
I don't remember exactly. It's probably been a few years.
When was the last time you went to an event, socializing event with Caitlin?
Again, I don't remember exactly.
Did you talk to Caitlin at any point at or around, on or around January 29th, 2022?
No.
When was the last time you had talked to Caitlin before January 29th, 2022?
I don't know.
Would it have been a day before, a week before, a month before?
No, I don't talk to her. Like I said, we're not like close friends, so it's like pretty infrequent that we would interact. So I don't know when the last time before that.
What about texting or Snapchatting or communicating in that way?
I don't remember.
Would it have been a week before the 29th?
I don't think so.
You don't think so, or you know so?
I don't think so.
What about after the 29th, after you responded to 34 Fairview? You ever have any communication with her?
Not that I can recall.
So is that something that you think you might remember if you responded to a house of her father where there's a police officer dead or dying on the yard, on the lawn, 30 feet from the front door? You might have had a conversation with Caitlin?
I've never had a conversation with Caitlin about that call or this case.
Did you ever contact any of your other friends about the fact that you responded to Caitlin's parents' house?
No.
Were you ever asked about this relationship that you had with Caitlin Albert, this friendship that you had with Caitlin Albert at or near the time of the 29th of January?
No.
Did you ever disclose to anybody that you had a relationship with Caitlin Albert at or around the time of this event?
No.
When you went to 34 Fairview, you knew that that was the Albert family home, correct?
No.
When did you learn that it was the Albert? You now know that.
I know that now.
When did you find out?
I don't know. I don't recall. It was some point after. It was, but I don't know when.
Could it have been the next day?
No.
You and firefighter Flamati and firefighter Nuttall were all discussing this case pretty intently after this event, correct?
No.
It's not that often in the little town of Canton that a police officer is found dead or dying on another police officer's lawn. Wouldn't you agree with that?
We responded to a medical call, so the conversation after the fact was at the hospital debriefing the call, going over what happened, what we use for equipment, what we need, and just like that was the extent of the conversation.
Would you agree that this case, given its notoriety, is discussed at the fire station almost daily?
I don't know when I'm not there, but it does get brought up.
And obviously the fact that the house belongs to, or belonged at the time, to the Albert family is part of that discussion.
I don't know. Like I said, it gets brought up, but it's, I just avoid it. I don't engage in the conversations.
It was certainly enough of a subject matter that you learned, according to you, after the 29th, that house belonged to Brian Albert, Nicole Albert, parents of your friend Caitlin Albert, right?
Well, at that point, it was on the news consistently, so I don't know where that like information was introduced, but...
But it was pretty early on after the 29th.
I don't recall when it was known that that was the case.
I mean, you didn't learn that that was the Albert family home last week.
No.
You've known it for going on 2.5 years.
I don't know exactly when I learned that that was the house.
I realize you don't know exactly, Ms. McLaughlin. I'm not asking you the day you learned. I'm asking you, you've known this basically through the lifespan of this case.
At some point after I learned it.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out about how long after. A week after? A month after?
I'm not sure.
But it was more toward January 29th than it was yesterday, correct?
Correct.
Have just a moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
Any of Caitlin's siblings?
No.
You don't know Brian Albert Jr.?
No.
You know any of her extended family that might be a little closer in age to you, like Colin Albert?
No.
You ever met any of them?
Not that I recall.
Not that you recall, or no?
I don't remember meeting any of them.
Your Honor, that's all I have right now.
All right, Mr. Lally, any questions?
Sure, just a few, Your Honor.
So, Ms. McLaughlin, you're not friends with Caitlin Albert, correct?
I'm sorry?
You're not friends with Caitlin Albert, is that correct?
I would say she's an acquaintance, not a close friend.
Now, you were shown some photographs of you in a fairly large group with Caitlin Albert, correct?
Yes.
You don't know when those were, correct?
I don't know exactly.
You don't know where you were when those were taken, correct?
No, not exactly. They seem old.
And just to back up, you knew her in high school, but you weren't friends in high school, right?
I would categorize our relationship as always being just acquaintances. I knew her. We had some mutual friends, but we were never close friends. We don't have a one-on-one relationship.
And as far as high school versus post-high school, would you see her more so during high school, the high school years, or after you graduated?
Well, probably more in high school just because you're there every day. But then afterwards, yeah, only here and there. Like I said, like mutual friends. So maybe events for mutual friends, I might run into her.
And to be clear, and I think you made reference to it, but that last photograph that's marked as K, that seems to be a cropped or sort of zoomed in of a larger photo. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, as far as each of those photos you were shown, you're present in a photo with Caitlin Albert in a much larger group, correct?
Yes.
Have you ever hung out or socialized with Caitlin Albert outside of the setting of a large group?
No.
You've never been to her house before that date of January 29th that you know of, correct?
Correct.
She's never been to your house that you know of, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, as far as that first one, that's as far as social media is concerned, as far as a friends list, and without sort of doing it, I'm sort of putting that in third quotes. How many friends would you say you have on social media in total?
I don't know. Maybe over 500. I don't know.
And of those 500 people, how many of those 500 people would you consider actual friends?
Much, much less than that. Less than 10.
All right, why don't we wrap this up, Mr. Lally?
Sure. Just when it comes to that day that you responded, you're working with the fire department, you responded to a call on January 29th to a home, or as you say, to somewhere on the side of the road. Did you have any idea whose house that was adjacent to where the treatment was concerned with regard to your patient, Ms. Rosen?
No.
I have none.
Okay. All right. So there's been, there was an objection that this was in violation of Rule 14 to admit these exhibits, Mr. Lally. That's what you said, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I agree. So the exhibits don't come in. But based on this voir dire and the answers, I'm going to give you some leeway on exactly what you did. Okay. The relationship, the socialization and the extent of it, friends on social media, those areas. You didn't quite get everything that you mentioned at sidebar you thought you'd get. So that's not coming in.
So if you stay within the parameters.
So why don't you come over here then, just because.
If you all think they're right outside the door, you're mistaken.
Please be seated. Jim, do you have any envelopes over there?
I do. Do you need any more? I'll work on it.
You know what? No, this is good. We're good.
All right.
Just
Jesus, I'm pushing it.
Ms. McLaughlin, did you say you had a water? Is there a water waiting for you out there that you need? Or?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, jurors, from time to time, there are things that I need to discuss with the lawyers, as you saw. We try and do it as quickly as we can. It's in an effort to make sure that what you see and hear in this case is appropriate for you to see and hear. So sometimes we spend a little time now that will save us a lot of time later. So we do appreciate your patience.
May I, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. McLaughlin, thank you for your patience. When we last left off, I was asking you about your relationship with Caitlin Alba. You recall that?
Yes.
I want to ask you a few more questions about that. You and Caitlin Alba have known each other for how long?
Since high school.
Which is, give me a span of time.
Probably about 10 years.
You have traveled with Caitlin Albert and friends. When I say traveled, I don't mean to exotic locations. I mean day trips, etc.
Yes.
You have a group of mutual friends together, correct?
We have mutual friends, correct.
Those mutual friends have gone on day trips with you and Caitlin Albert involved?
Correct.
On more than one occasion, as a matter of fact?
Correct.
On many occasions, as a matter of fact?
I don't know.
More than five?
I don't know.
More than 10?
I don't know.
You've seen photographs of you with Caitlin Albert on some of these day trips, correct?
Yes.
You've seen at least three of those photographs?
Yes.
You're friends with Caitlin Albert on social media?
Yes.
Other than the three photographs that you've seen, we just talked about, there have been other events that you've been at with Caitlin Albert that weren't necessarily photographed, or we don't have those photographs, correct?
Probably.
You know that Caitlin Albert is the same Caitlin Albert that's the daughter of Brian and Nicole Albert, as you sit here?
Yes, as I sit here today, yes.
And you know that Caitlin Albert also has siblings, Brian Albert Jr., correct?
As I sit here today, yes, I know that.
And you also know, as you sit here today, that 34 Fairview was, at the time of January 29th, 2022, the Albert home, correct?
I know that as of today.
You indicated, let me rephrase that. When you showed up at 34 Fairview that morning, did you recognize that address or recognize the home as being that of Caitlin Albert's?
No.
You have since learned that that's Caitlin Albert. That was Caitlin Albert's home.
I know that now.
Right. And you gave your original statement to Trooper Proctor the next day.
Yes.
And from that day to this day, or let's take yesterday, from that day to yesterday, you learned that 34 Fairview was the Canton Albert family home, correct?
You're asking if I know from...
Between those two dates,
Yes.
Between the time you spoke with Chief yes. Proctor in this report till yesterday when you testified, you now know that that's the Albert home.
Yes.
And you also indicated that between that report that you gave to Trooper Proctor, that statement that you gave to Trooper Proctor, and yesterday's testimony, your statement has evolved. You've already admitted that, correct?
I don't think I agreed with you on that.
It's changed? It's different?
I've always testified to my... I feel as though my testimony has been consistent.
I appreciate how you might feel. I'm just interested in the actual facts. You didn't tell Trooper Proctor anything about this officer questioning my client.
Correct? Objection.
So I'm going to see counsel at sidebar.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.